I'm in a very nice place. It's fight week. I know that I've done all my hard training. You know, it was nice to see Hector Saldivia today. You know, I know that me and him, you know, we've trained his hearts out, so the fans are in for a real treat Saturday night.
It's the first time you've laid eyes on him. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought that he looked tough. He looked weathered, you know. I know that he's going to be coming Saturday night all night. He's going to be wanting to chuck bombs all night, and I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, I've trained my heart out, and I'm ready.
What's preparation been like for this fight?
It's been amazing. Everything's been planned. We've hit as targets every time, and you know, we've seen different things in me, as in the fitness wise, you know, the recovery wise. So we're all on Saturday.
What have you been working on since your last bout in July against Carson Jones?
You know, we've had strength and conditioning. We've been working on, you know, we've been working on everything, every domain, and we've improved in every one of them.
Have you watched the fight back?
I haven't, no, but I've watched bits and bats at the last later rounds.
What did you make of it?
You know, I went in a nice place. My nose were broke, and I was tiring, you know, through the nutrition and the diet kind of things. So that's been a big key. Now we've addressed them things, and that won't be happening now.
You've talked about kind of what you've addressed with the strength and conditioning. You've got a nutritionist in. Is this the best shape you've ever been in as a fighter?
Best shape I've ever been in. Best I've ever felt mentally and physically. So I can't wait to see for myself what I can do, because it's best I've ever felt.
Tell me about those changes you've brought in. We mentioned the nutritionist. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, it brought a nutritionist who knows everything about food. I've been getting 100% out of me in training. You know, so I can train that extra harder. And then strength and conditioning, doing stuff at Alamshire, you know, having blood tests, oxygen, you know, and numbers don't lie. You can see a big improvement in me.
It's been a big year for you. You know, you've had big fights against Matthew Hatton. You've had Carson Jones, obviously. 6 fights in 15 months. How far do you feel you've come as a fighter in that time?
I think I've come very far. I boxed in America. You know, and the confidence, and I've been boxing regular. You know, I've come on leaps and bounds, and I'm coming to the best part of myself.
And what have you learned from facing opponents like, for example, Carson Jones and Matthew Hatton?
You know, I know that what it takes to beat these kind of kids, and the training, what's needed, the mental aspect of it, and just being confident in yourself.
Both of those fights went the distance. Are you looking to finish the job earlier against Salvador?
Definitely am, yeah.
And you were offered the chance to fight Timothy Bradley for the world title. Why did you guys turn that down?
The money weren't great, and they wanted options on us, and we already had this fight in line, and you know, and now we're mandatory we're going for mandatory for the IBF after winning this. So this is the best route for us.
And Saturday's, you know, another big fight night in Sheffield. How important is it for you to do the fight here at the arena in Sheffield in front of 10,000 people?
Because it's where I'm from. It's you know, where I've dreamt about as a young kid in this arena. We get this place rocking. So, you know, I'm wanting to make a statement in press.
Now you're one fight away from that, you know, title fight. Does that enter your mind at all? Is it at the back of your mind?
It's in the back of my mind, of course it is. Got to take care of Hector Saldivia, and it's there. So that's why we've done the hard training and done the hard work, and he's passionate. I'm passionate about doing a job.
And that future title fight could be against either Randall Bailey or Devin Alexander. What do you think about those two? Would you prefer one or the other?
No, I don't mind. Whoever's holding the title, that's what I want. So, but you know, I'll be watching that fight with great interest.
And Eddie Hearn's come out the last few days and announced that he started talks with Amir Khan's management. Are you excited about that potential prospect?
Yeah, it also went back in my mind. Like I said, Hector Saldivia is in my mind. That comes after.
Would you want that fight to be in Sheffield? Or would you look elsewhere, potentially?
And a big stadium in UK.
I know there's no love lost between the two of you, and that was plain to see on the TV the other night. But I think the British people would love to see that fight. And it's an exciting time for British boxing if we can, you know, we can get that fight on, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, it's been going on for years now, and the fans need to see it, and I want to deliver it to them.